Hey, Louise, you're married.
Yes, I am.
How many times have you been in an argument with your wife and you've just thought, I wish I knew what you were thinking?
So many times.
Well, now, thanks to today's sponsor, the Potion of Mind Reading, you don't have to wonder anymore.
Amazing. Where can I get it?
Well, you can get it from the well of mind reading and just dip your vial in. You don't have to wonder anymore with this totally non-invasive product. Thanks, Potion of Mind Reading.
Five men in their 30s gather around microphones playing role-playing games for the enjoyment of nobody. This is Magical Night with the Boys.
Hello and welcome back to A Magical Night with the Boys. Today I'm joined by Gordon.
Oh, we're not doing Magical Night with the Boys sing-along?
Magical Night with the Boys! I'm sorry. Today I'm joined by Gordon.
Howdy.
Eduardo.
Hello, hello.
Luis.
Hola a todos.
And Ryan.
Oh, good evening.
Why are you so excited every time?
Getting the hype up. Get things ready.
So we have a special guest tonight, Eduardo. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Love you, Eduardo.
Quick summary of what happened last time. Gordon, can you give us a summary?
So a quick summary of what happened last time. We arrived in the smoldering ruins of the town of Bilden.
Bilden.
I mean, we can talk about how bad your naming is later. There we met, I guess is the word, a worm monster feeding on the corpses of the dead. And he was not friendly. So we had to end him. I had no choice. And when we did, he exploded and covered Ryan and myself, Danny and Kai in worm juice. You can have your moment now. While we were sort of getting over the death and the passing of Worm Man, we met a messenger or an adventurer who was working as an adventurer called
Brisen Calf.
There we go. I always get the name wrong.
In French, they sound cool.
What would Brisen Calf be in French?
Brisen Calf.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, so we met an arrogant Frenchman called Brisen Calf. He had a message for the king, and he wouldn't share it with us. And we weren't sure we could trust him, because he seemed a little bit French. At which point, old Marge vouched for him, and said he was an okay guy.
He was an okay guy.
There you have it. Literally. And then we discovered a silvery liquid that the people are making as an explosive potion in the town. So there is a supply, and then we continued upon our merry way.
Great, so as you know at this point, it's around 11 a.m. It used to be a foggy day, but the wind blew that away, so it's a fairly clear day. Still a bit cold, but sunny still. Behind you, the mass grave of the people from the Bilden village who died during the plague with a huge wooden Y, which is a symbol of Idril.
Why?
As
you
know, is the main god of Ischarma. Behind you, the still smoking ruin of the village of Biltong from when Nathaniel, the general of the Blind King, decided to steal the potion and loot the village. And in front of you, Green Valley of Northern Ischarma that extends till the Enchanted Woods. So you're on your path, it's a narrow path in between rocky hills. And only a few hundred meters later, you see a tall, muscular man sitting on a log with a huge sword next to him and big rasta hair.
I have deja vu.
We recorded that session 7 times already.
Have you noticed how Ed just describes everything, but he emphasizes the muscular part?
Yeah.
That's the part he repeats constantly. There was a muscular guy that had crop top, like, shirt.
I can actually see Ed's notes. It says, muscular, the kind of guy who could hold you down. Whatever, man. No judgment. No judgment.
Gentle and secure.
You're meeting the big dude right in front of you. He saw you. You saw him. Master is running toward him, barking.
Ah, well, ahoy there, friend.
Balance to all of you.
Oh.
Balance and death?
Oh, no.
That's to you, my friend.
Danny, do you want to take Master and we just go in another way?
Yeah, I've got the... I know where this is going. I've got the... I've grabbed him. Grabbed him by the collar or the scruff of the neck. Got him in my arms like, nah, we want to be careful of this one. He sounds an awful lot like the robot.
Brings you to this part of the woods.
Well, we're on a super secret quest. Narm got attacked, so we've been...
So, Master, what are you sniffing over there?
Oh, I'm sorry, Marge. I wasn't finished. We got sent on this super secret quest to find mercenaries through the Enchanted Woods. They're called the...
The Butchers.
The Butchers.
Oh, if you're going there and you're looking for Cain, I might be interested in coming with you.
As you guys all know now, Cain is actually the leader of the Butcher and one of the best swordmen in the kingdom. He's really famous. You definitely have heard of him.
I've definitely heard of him.
We are always happy to welcome another follower of Guy, Elg.
Guy, yeah.
You muscular brute.
What's your name there?
My name is Dorian. The Barbarian. Hey. Nice to meet you all!
For context, in previous campaigns, Ed has played characters called...
Eric the
Ranger Derek Danger? Eric Ranger the Cleric?
Eric the Cleric. And Funk the Monk.
Yeah. Funk the Monk. So we knew something like this was coming.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit more about Funk the Monk?
Oh.
And his charming quality?
Oh my god. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, he had like this foreskin under his head.
Oh god.
Whenever he felt threatened, he could just hide his head.
Is it more like a turtle or more like a penis?
It's like a turtle neck, but yes. It's very much a foreskin.
Exactly.
Right.
It was very fun. Essentially with a little
bomb. 3 blissful years since I've thought about that goddamn character.
So, pretty unexpectedly, you have a new member of your party. Any question you want to ask him?
Are you hungry?
Yes.
So, I'm just setting pans and pots just to actually meet Darien properly.
So, to give you a little bit of environment, there is a small river running next to you. You're on a small, swirling path across hillsides. It's fairly green and pretty luxurious next to you. You guys are pretty hungry. You didn't eat since your arepas from last night. Both Kai and Danny are still covering goose. They have warm goose. So, yeah, what are you guys doing?
You said there's a river nearby?
Yeah, right next to you.
I get naked, except for my goggles, my glasses, which keep the light out my eyes, and I hop in the water, get nice and clean.
I go some distance from you, and I produce what can only be described as a toilet brush from my bag, and just start scrubbing the skin out of my chainmail.
Cool. Old Marge? Little short rest there. What do you want to do?
Yeah, I'm just making cachapas for everybody. Just feeling generous. I'm just cooking for a whole lot.
Love it. Nice. So you're all, you know, chilling around and you hear a whistling sound coming from a distance. And following it, a couple of seconds later, you can see an old guy with salt and pepper hair, a big moustache, really bushy hair, and a straw hat on top of it. He's on top of a cart pulled out by 2 donkeys with a couple of barrels on it. He's coming right next to the corner, and the moment he sees you, there's a huge smile appearing on his face, and he's like, "Hey there, young guys, what are you doing here?"
"Oh, look, 2 donkeys!"
We're very nearly past the point where we stopped recording in the past, so everything is very, like, pretend surprise.
I just wanted to steal your job.
Yeah. Well, I'm also the editor, so...
Wow, 2 donkeys!
What are you guys doing here? Where are you going? There is nothing in that direction, young boys.
Well, we're on a super secret quest.
And what do you mean about young boys?
Oh. Hey there, old lady. Pretty charming.
Old single lady to you.
I like your glasses, young boy. He's talking to Danny.
While he's naked.
They keep the blinding, glaring light out my eyes from the sun.
That was better the first time.
Yeah.
he's there with on his cart you can clearly see 3 barrels filled with like silvery flowers on top of it. He seemed like a really friendly man to you.
Friendly,
fuck off.
Flemish?
Oh, he's one of those.
He's asking, where are you guys going?
What are the flowers for?
Oh, those silvery flowers. I'm selling them to Bilton. Make a pretty big profit. I'm taking them from the Enchanted Woods and selling them to Bilton.
Danny has some bad news.
Yeah, you got some friends in Bilton. You got people you care about.
Well, I know a couple of people over there, yeah?
Yeah. Not anymore.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, they caught a pretty bad case of dead. Sorry to say.
Oh. And he looks kind of sad for a second, and then his smile appears again, and he's like, well, I guess I'm going to sell my flowers somewhere else. There is always demand for those kind of flowers.
Well, it's good. Positive spirit.
Yeah. Always a demand for weapons.
Yeah, weapons. I mean, they can be used for a lot of things, as we already discussed.
Explosions.
Wait, you don't think these flowers are connected to the explosion?
Insight check.
Against me?
No, let's do investigation.
Investigation. Okay. Ooh, nice. That's 17.
You can clearly see the way the flowers are glowing in the barrels. It's the same kind of glow that you saw in the potions and in the crater that exploded in the middle of the village.
He didn't see the potions.
You didn't show them the potion, Danny?
Look, I got potions. It looks like these.
Can I show them?
So, it's no secret. Can one of you guys give me a perception check for some reason you don't know about yet?
Which is the reason why you perceive things.
16.
Oh, nothing.
So, Danny, you notice above the heads of that old guy that you don't know the name of yet, that there is a sparkle appearing out of thin air.
What?
What?
What? That's a nice sparkle you got there.
He's looking up, he's like, oh, her. Yeah, she's a bit shy. She doesn't want to meet new people.
She?
Yeah, it's a... How could I say it? It's a fairy. She's from the Enchanted Woods. She's helping me with collecting the flowers. Let's say, helping.
Ah, but she don't want to come out?
She's a bit shy.
Ah, well, Lady Fairy, we're a nice bunch of people. If you want to come out and say hello, well, you're very welcome to.
Give me a perception check.
Persuasion?
Can I?
Yeah, persuasion, sorry.
Help him, because I'm making cachapas and everybody loves it.
Sure, help him.
Guidance?
Sure. You know my character better than me.
It's 14.
That's pretty fun. No. She's really shy. I mean, you know fairies. They don't want to meet people in general. But, I mean, there is nothing really to say. She's just helping me with picking up the flowers. That's it.
And what's your name?
My name is Brandon. And what's your name, young boy?
Oh, mine's Aldandriel Flexpepper.
I'm really nice to meet you.
Are you Brandon Flowers?
No, I'm Brandon...
Oh my god!
Burndal!
Aww.
Well, somebody told me. She had...
What was the last name?
Burndal.
Is there a Mrs. Burndal?
No, there's not for a long time. So can I help you with anything? I know those part of the woods really well, the Enchanted Woods as well. If you guys are going in that direction, I would be happy to help you.
We would love some help.
Okay, where are you going?
Are you still naked, Danny?
Yeah. I've got a towel like around my shoulders. I've got my glasses on, and I'm hanging dong like a pro.
Because you're black.
Yeah. Yep.
Doing the racing, great, good for you.
Yep.
So, still trying to figure out what the fuck you're doing here.
Well, we're on a very secret mission, you see, recently.
Danny!
Yeah?
Please.
A secret mission? Oh, I don't want to know too much, but if I can help, I'd be happy to help.
Well, so I'm going to say in front of the rest of the group, we can trust this guy. He's got donkeys, he's got a fairy.
When you say the fairy is sort of helping you, what do you mean?
Have you heard about the trees of existence?
No.
And I'll tell you that you heard legends about those things, but none of you have a really clear idea what they are.
I've heard legends about those things, but I don't really have a clear idea.
Well, those are where the flowers come from, and the fairy is helping me entering the area where the trees are growing.
How?
Magic?
Very specific.
If you're going toward the Enchanted Woods, I'm expecting you to actually see the big tree of existence that's grew there, and you will understand what I mean straight away.
Oh, it's a real tree. It's not like an old story from the past.
Oh, the trees of existence exist, yeah.
We got some existing trees to go see.
After we recruit the mercenaries, so the invasion of West Sharma, or East Sharma.
Oh, so you know about the invasion. There might be something I need to tell you guys. If you keep following that path, maybe a kilometer ahead, there are some guards on the road. They're making sure that every people from East Charma are being checked. They are wearing armors I've never seen before.
Describe the armor.
And it describes an armor that's really similar to the scout that you actually killed last session.
But that's not describing the armor.
And be consistent for something we recorded 2 weeks ago.
I don't think I've described the armor before, so that's fine for the moment. They have red capes, mail chain armors, full mail chain armor, and they have a symbol with a W on the chest.
The West?
Let me take a note of that. You have a pen somewhere.
Does the W stand for West?
I didn't think about that, okay. I just made that up.
Cool.
Capes. Bit pretentious, but okay.
Superfluous.
Go ahead, fucking describe an armor for me.
Each chain is a different type of metal. Stand.
Okay, should we trust him?
Yeah.
Well, we can do a insight check. There's no reason why he should be lying to
Matt,
us.
Matt, you are a good judge of character. Do we trust him?
Can I do an insight check?
Yeah.
Well, you're already trusting a stranger.
We're totally fine with Darian. He's just in the group.
He's cool. He's our friend. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
No, dude. If Master sniffs at you, it's because you're part of the story. We can't avoid you.
You can see that Master is really comfortable with Brandon.
A 10 inside?
He seems to be telling the truth.
Yeah, I vouch for him as well.
So
I mean, there's no misses in his life, so...
Brandon of the Flowers. Is there another route to avoid the guards?
Well, I mean, the other route would be the one toward the west, but it would take a long time to actually go there. I think you can try to sneak back, to sneak by them. If you go downhill, and you can see that on the path that you're on, there's a pretty steep cliff downhill if you keep going. And to the right, it goes a bit uphill, and there is like swamps. And Marge and Danny, you know that those are the old battlefield where Kalatawe fought the invaders. And so you're expecting that there may be scavengers and other monsters that are sticking around, basically.
Could we hide in your barrels?
You could, but I'm going the other direction.
Could you go in another direction?
Well, no. Sorry there.
Quite selfish.
What do you know about the butchers? Like, do you know where they camp or something? Or do they have a city in the middle of the enchanted forest or something?
So, the butchers have a symbol for you to track them around. I know that they're in the enchanted woods for the moment. If you follow the red sword in the woods, you will be able to actually find the butchers.
Is that a mark in the trees?
Yes, it is. So that would allow you to find them way more easily, because there is not a lot of path in the woods, and a lot of people are getting lost easily.
Hmm. Okay.
Sure. Do you think I could pass for a West Sharma scout?
No, you're way too nice. West Sharma is full of bastards and awful people. I hate them.
Maybe one thing that I should add. The butchers are mercenaries, right? And it means that they can be a bit treacherous.
What do you think?
Don't
Darian?
Trust them too much.
I think they're strong.
From what I see, I wouldn't have tried to fight with them, that's for sure.
How many they are?
I saw 4 of them on the road.
I think we should try to find a way to sneak around. So...
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Brandon. If you are ever in arms, just stop by.
You got any gifts you want to give us?
gift? Well, I can give you this beautiful flower, and you put it behind your ear.
Uh-huh. It immediately explodes. Yeah.
They're just grenades. You're just throwing them.
All right, I'll put my clothes on now.
You don't have to.
Ah, well, maybe it's scaring the fairy away.
I'm not gonna turn that guy pedophile. No, he's not. He's gonna stop there.
I think that's
what,
a good decision.
I'm middle-aged.
So, who else will you sell your flowers to?
Well, to be honest, I don't know. Now that you tell me that Bilton, well, most people in Bilton seems to be dead, from what I understand. So I'll just try to find another village. I think the demand for exploding potions is pretty high.
You should head on there on an arm. They could use some explosives.
Good to know. I'll try that. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, quick tip.
Okay, guys. Well, if that's it, I'll be on my way. And he, like, take his hat off and just...
Can I see your fairy?
Well, she doesn't seem to be wanting to appear in front of you. That's and he leaves. You can see his two donkeys and the guy keeps going.
Hey, look! A donkey!
The donkeys seem happy.
Yeah, they seem really happy. By the way, the donkey with the old guy was highly inspired by the hike that we did. When we saw the guy on his fucking cart with his dog behind it. So I don't know if you remember.
Oh my god, that was amazing!
Day. Oh, yeah!
Well, that was highly inspired by that.
I don't know, because you weren't there.
Were you there? Because I was excluded explicitly. But I felt double bad at some point.
It was just a mean joke.
Let me cry tears.
Goodbye, merchants, donkey, and fairy.
Goodbye, Brandon of the flowers. I've been coming out of my cage.
So, you know that ahead of you, there are some guards from West Sharma that are blocking the roads. A couple, I don't know, like 1 kilometer ahead, something like that.
Let Gael decide their fate. What do you say, Darien?
The barbarian.
The barbarian?
The barbarian?
Darien the barbarian, if you want.
It's from Barbaria. whatever the fate it is, it is.
So both Kai and Danny, you cleaned the goo, the worm goo out of you. You guys rested, you took some life back.
Yeah, I'm not not really up for a fight, boys. Not really much I can do here.
Shall we try and convince them?
Yeah, I think that's the best way. Path of least resistance, try and talk our way through things.
I am quite intimidating, women have told me.
So rapey.
So you're...
Due to my good looks.
You're back on the road, the path move a bit uphill, and clearly there is a big cliff to your left now, so it's a steep cliff down for like, I don't know, like 6-7 meters. And then you can still see the kind of foresty area that you actually make a pause in with the river going through. And to your right, it's a bit uphill, but you can clearly like walk that easily. It's a grass, basically. And then, as I told you, you know that it's going to be a more swampy area where a battle was going like 2 years ago, something like that.
Okay.
So as you keep going, you take a right turn, right? So the path follow the left and right of the hill. And as you take a right turn, you can clearly see in front of you the four guards he was talking about. Three of them are like playing a dice game and drinking. Another one seems to be yelling down toward the forest. You cannot really understand what he's saying at this point.
So we've got two options. Either avoid the guards, take the long way through the monster-infested swamp, or try and do some kind of hijinks to get around the guards. I vote for hijinks.
You can go down as well. I mean, it's 6 meters. You can climb that down if you want to.
Or fun hijinks with the guards. Danny?
Well, I'm always up for some hijinks. Even some low jinks are all right with me.
What's the meaning of the word? That's
okay. Yeah, I don't understand it either.
Hijinks?
Yeah.
Hijinks are just sort of
like tomfoolery.
Yeah, nonsense. What are you
shenanigans.
Seeing, like, Cartoon Network.
You can start with that.
Well, I'm always up for some shenanigans / tomfoolery.
Or hijinks, or hullabaloo, whatever you want.
You're just speaking Scottish.
What's Darien the Barbarian's opinion?
Well, for most of that, Darien is just walking. He's just walking back with them, just watching them react. The thing is that he doesn't talk too much.
Right.
So great, he just waited. Yeah. So the whole thing.
More of a visual role player.
But that's the thing. So I'm going to be like narrating a lot of stuff that he's going to be doing.
Cool.
So the whole thing is that right now he is just watching you guys to react to see if you are actually worthy of his time. So for now, he's just...
Excuse me?
Oh, yes. So for now, he's just waiting to see what are you going to do with the guards.
Okay,
because he is inclined to attack. No. But he's just going to wait.
Kai's just going to walk straight up to the guards.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all want a little song of inspiration first? Get yourself nice and pumped up, ready for this?
Yes, sir. Can I have one beer as well, please?
How many?
Three, four, right?
Four,
beer?
Right.
A little?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
No, a full house.
Fun of that, or is it like a sad story where you were a proper alcoholic?
what a horrible meeting. It's the topic.
You used to be an addict. Like, yeah.
Do you do that with people when you offer out heroin as well? It's like a sad story.
So no beer.
Oh, you wanted one? For fuck's sake, you didn't say anything.
I said a full house. I don't know if that means something.
So apparently I'm the dog that sleeps outside.
Shut up, donkey.
Oh shit, Ryan's here.
Okay. So while we are in the interlude.
It'd be funny to fucking like redo the same joke.
Second time we had a good pump. Yeah. And the third time we were like,
Yeah. I like your glasses, you dick twat. Yeah, like,
yeah, they were bad. So fun.
Get a song.
Come on.
This would be funny. Don't entertain me.
Lord of the Manor. Let the guests dance.
Come on now, scary soldier boys. Ain't no time for you to be coy. Metal skin and a big old axe. Ready for enemy's attacks. We'll have to fight if we want to survive. You have to take some monsters' lives. Come on now, time to fight. Well, don't be a bitch in front of Gael.
How do you feel?
I am fucking pumped. I was going to go in there and start with a conversation, but I'm drawing my axe straight away.
What the fuck?
That's what guidance is supposed to do.
I definitely played the wrong song.
But it's bardic inspiration, so I think you can feel like that.
I'm feeling it. I'm like, I'm going up there, I'm ready to crush some skulls, baby.
So as you appear in front of them, they see you like,
stop there, young man.
I am no man.
Well, stop there, whatever you are.
I wish to pass.
You can, but we need to make sure that you don't have any weapon on you.
I'm carrying an axe.
You can have an axe. I'm really sorry. We cannot let you pass. Who are you?
Sorry, we are lumberjacks. We are here to pass.
Are you there as well?
Everybody's there.
Right.
I used to get closer.
Who are you guys?
Who are we?
We are Jacks of Lumber.
You're what?
My name is Jack of Lumber.
What are you doing on this path?
Jacking lumber.
I'm really sorry. We have really strict order. I'm gonna need you to drop your weapon, and we're gonna search you.
Is he pointing something at us?
Yes, he's drawing by his sword and pointing it toward you.
Whoa! There's no need for that. All right. How about this? Y'all put your weapons away. You let us pass, and we'll go on our way.
Give me a persuasion check.
I'm gonna guess this is a fail regardless. Does a 9 do it?
No, it doesn't. By the way, you still have bardic inspiration.
I would like to try and intimidate him.
What do you tell him?
I take my hands up and I lean in real close. I go, if you don't let me pass, I'll skin you. That's a 9 plus the bardic inspiration.
They draw their weapon, and you guys can roll me an initiative.
Wait.
No, you need to roll for the bardic inspiration.
That doesn't matter. But
no, maybe a 15. I got it. Maybe a 15.
That's a 15 on intimidation.
Ooh. Now I'm intimidating the DM. Sorry, I'll
laugh. Yeah, no, they draw their weapon.
Wait, before I do it, I would like to say, stop.
They're with their weapon in their hands, ready to fight you. They stop for a second.
I produce a ring out of my pocket, and I go, Gael will decide your fate. And I spin the ring on its top.
Where?
Oh. And as it spins, it stops, and there's a little rune, and I read it. I put the ring on, and I draw my axe.
and initiative.
If it means something else, it might be more.
So do you want to explain what your ring does?
So,
I don't think you've done that before.
My ring is shaped like a pyramid on top, so it's got four sides, and it's got runes on each side, so I spin it like a spinning top or a dreidel, machayim, and depending on what side it lands on, is Gael's will.
And that's the end for this episode. We'll catch you guys next time.
Thank you for
listening
to
this magical
night
with
the
boys.
However,
I
am super
excited
about
our
episode
and
go
to
Instagram
and
subscribe
to
our
and
ha 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 ha